Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Niles McKinley Red Dragons Football Podcast with host Bo Marchanti, featuring head coach Jim Perry and the next generation of Red Dragons.
Soundstripe.
We're calling Coach Perry here on the Niles McKinley Red Dragons Football Podcast. As always, we appreciate you folks stopping by and joining us. And this is a red-hot Niles McKinley Red Dragons football team, winners of their last three, two shutouts and three and two of their last three games, and a big victory at Lakeview, 31-0. They're heading to Beaver Local to take on the Beavers, who are also 4-1. Well, with that said, Coach Perry, congratulations on the success of this season. Let's kind of get into the nooks and crannies of a big win at Lakeview last week.
Thank you, Bo. Yeah, it was obviously, again, a big night for our defense, again, to get a shutout. And I think the last 3 weeks we've only given up a total of 6 points. And, you know, our kids are flying around with the football, which is really exciting to see. And, you know, again, probably the biggest thing I take away from that is to get another league win. That's huge, and obviously big momentum for us going into, like I told the kids, the first of another big week. You know, these are just going to get bigger and bigger if we keep playing well, and we're excited to go down to Beaver Local and face another challenge.
Yeah, and the Dragons are 2-0 in Northeast 8 football. Coach, now, you know, no matter what, there's always going to be a predicament. If you're 1-4, you got to get the team motivated. If you're 4-1, how do you keep the team motivated? Because it's not easy. It's hard to do what you're doing. How do you keep them kind of hungry and getting them with that, you know, ferocious, tenacious attitude that we've seen in the last few weeks?
Well, I think the schedule is a big part of that for us. You know, like I just said, if you want to, you know, look forward down the line, I mean, you don't need to look past Beaver Local, being the fact that they're 4-1, they were one of the better teams in the region last year, continuing their success this year. So, you know, that provides focus this week. But if you want to look further down the road, you got an undefeated Poland team, South Range, who's obviously back at it again off the state championship team. And then, you know, Struthers, who, you know, everybody knows is going to be great in the NEA. And then a finish with your rival, Girard, who, again, is playing exceptional football. So, There's zero breathing room, but it, you know, as I told our kids, this is exciting because, you know, people are looking at us now the same way. And, you know, every game, you know, again, provided we can keep this going, every game is going to be huge. So that's why you get in this business. That's why our kids want to play. And I know our fans are super excited about it. So it's the schedule itself is what's keeping us on a high right now.
Excellent, Coach Perry. Once again, you're listening to the Niles McKinley Red Dragons Football Podcast. You can find us free and available at Apple Music, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast. You can find this featured show with Coach Perry and a Red Dragon that we bring on each week. Now, Coach, this particular game, Anthony Budak, 8-for-12, 135. I think, was that one of your bigger passing nights? I noticed, what, four receivers, at least two of them, multiple catches for, you know, two of the three. So, you know, I look, and we always know Antoine Gardner, you know, we don't take him for granted, but we know he's going to put his numbers up. I mean, if you're doing fantasy football at the high school level, he's definitely the kid that you want to have on your team. But kind of, we just talk about the evolution this past weekend of the passing game, I think.
You know, Anthony, I thought was, you know, quick with the ball getting out. He did have the pick, took a huge hit on that play. You know, kind of roughed his shoulder up. But people don't know this. You know, he suffered a pretty significant shoulder injury against the Lions in that second half of that game. And, you know, he battled through that. I mean, LeBray week, he could barely put a T-shirt on, had a hard time moving his shoulder. You know, so I think he's just finally getting healthy there. Took another shot on that play I talked about. You know, he was a little bit sore again this week, but You know, that's one of those hidden things, Bo, people don't realize. You know, some of these kids, they're warriors, absolute warriors. And, you know, and they fight that hard to be out there with their team. You know, being a senior, I think, is a big thing. Like, you don't want to give a game away. So I've just been proud of the way he had battled to get himself back to healthy and that. But, yeah, it was nice to see him be, you know, fishing with the football. You know, and it does highlight, like we talked about, you know, everybody in the whole area and beyond knows who Antoine is. But when you see that ball in our other kids' hands and see what they're capable of doing of it, it does make you excited. It, you know, allows you to be a little creative with the playbook as Coach PK has done and, you know, have a little bit of fun. You know, Antoine throwing a halfback pass was a wrinkle this week. So, you know, just getting our guys. And, again, you know, you're winning, too. I mean, it. You know, you ask about staying motivated. I'd rather try to get guys that are winning to stay focused than the guys that hadn't won. And, you know, it just provides a different level of focus. And, you know, we're just, again, trying to, you know, we don't do a ton of new stuff, but tweak off of what we do have in the playbook just to, you know, take a look and say, well, our opponents have seen this, maybe we can attack them this way. And we're just having some fun with that. But the bottom line is the kids are executing those kind of plays.
Yeah, they are. And I like it. A lot of contributions on offense. And, you know, you guys are scoring big points each week and a lot to build off of, a lot of momentum, as you said. Now, we always like to discuss the play. And, you know, I'm sure that, you know, it's an entire, you know, 45 minutes of football, hour of football. What play do you want back, Coach? And what's that play you want to pat yourself on the back or pat one of your assistant coaches on the back for?
Well, again, defense, I mean, we gave up like 70-some yards to a team that the week before had scored 21 against Southrend. So, again, our defensive coordinators, Coach Barrett and Coach Kemp, just an amazing job to, you know, get our kids believing. You know, but go back to the beginning of the year and you're talking about second year in the system. And those systems we implemented to let our guys know what we're looking for in that 9-5-9 and take five, those things, they're all popping up right now. And it's the result of that is you just see great team defense. So, you know, hats off to them. You know, like I said, special teams, we've had a gaffe here 2 weeks in a row on kickoff, but there is a big difference this year of our kids wanting to play special teams. So that's exciting. Anthony George Alice, 2 weeks in a row has had big field goals right at the end of the first half for us. And, that's when you get to add that weapon into your arsenal. I think it changes things, relaxes you a little bit as a play caller. The two plays that we were really happy about, you know, I talked about tweaking things. We put in the halfback pass and then we put in an action off of our boot game that was not really a trick play, but one that we hadn't shown before. And we were 2 for 2. We hit that play. That's what got us down to kick that field goal right before half. And there was only maybe 20 seconds left in the half. And we called that and went for 40 some yards. And then off of Shank punt from Lakeview, we came out and threw the halfback pass. And, you know, Antoine been talking for years. I told you let me throw. We score a touchdown, you know. So he got the call shot on that one. And, again, at that point, you know, the little fun fact of this game is we scored on 3 straight plays. So we scored on the field goal, the first play of the second half, which you know I feel about that, Bo, making those little adjustments at halftime, getting the block and right, and that goes for 71 yards. And then after the Shank punt, the touchdown pass. So when you can score 17 points on 3 plays, you know it's a good night. And that really took the wind out of Lakeview sails for sure. And we were able to, you know, just kind of coast out from there. As far as things that we want to have back, again, early in the game, 2 turnovers. We had the fumble and the interception. And then you sprinkle in some penalties that we had in there. And we just have to be better with that. We challenge the kids at halftime, hey, let's not have another slow half. And then, like I said, they responded with 2 quick scores. So you're always looking to get better, as you said. And but it's you know, it's fun when you dial up a couple things and they work. That's for sure.
I love it. And the halfback pass by Antoine. Besides Antoine, and you said he's always, I guess, in your ear saying, Coach, you know, let me throw it. Who are some of the other guys on the team that are kind of always in your in your ear saying, you know what, let's do some trickery, let me have a pass, let me do an end around. Who are those guys that are eager to kind of try the trickery?
Coach, Bo, I mean, how long of a show do we want to have here? I think, you know, every kid, you know, hey, Coach, have you seen, no, they'll see stuff in the NFL. Do you see the tackle throwback? You know, I think I'd be good at that. No, but that's, you know, that's fun. But our guys do want the ball, and it's, you know, the hard part is you only have one football, and we want to give touches not to be nice, but to really make it hard on the defense. So we want people to defend the whole field. So when you put those things on film, they kind of add up. You know, it's not hard to get film these days. We played Beaver Local this week. We have every one of their game films. You know, you make a couple phone calls, do some horse trading and so forth. And so, you know, everything that they've done, you know, they're the same way. I mean, you're going to talk about a team that's a little bit dynamic on offense. That's them for sure. And they really make you defend the whole field. So we'd get everybody a touch, and if we could, then believe me, these guys, they know. They can tell you, Bo, they come on the podcast, they'll draw up some plays for you how they could score.
And that's often the case. Everybody always wants to have the ball. And a good night, like you said, we talked about the four receivers, and then, you know, the big numbers, but 59 by Stephen Thomas, and then Josh McCoy, Joe Smith, you know, they add those pieces, and then obviously, you know, we have Nate DeCoots and Chris Rosar, those guys put up, you know, those are your big-time receivers, I think, as well. And a lot to like and a lot to get excited about. We touched briefly on Beaver Local. You said that they like to spread the ball, so we always kind of like to preview this week's opponent. So they're a pretty dynamic offense. And what other things should the Niles faithful pay attention to, I guess, when they travel, you know, to the visitors' team stadium this Friday?
Well, first of all, if you haven't been down there in a while, you'll be surprised. They've done a gorgeous, you know, done a nice job with their stadium, and you know, put a lot of money in it. One of their former players that played in the NFL there for a while, won a Super Bowl, and donated a bunch of money. It was really cool to see. You know, it's you know, people go. I know that I coach James Daniels at Warren Harding, and he's done a lot of stuff for their program. These guys never forget their roots, so. You know, it'll be a fun environment to go down in there in, just because I like going on the road. Again, I like, especially when you get out of the valley a little bit and go to places you haven't been. And, you know, I always say, like, we represent the Mahoning Valley. We represent Trumbull County when we go down there. And obviously Dragontown's the biggest, you know, we feel we want to take our game down to different parts of Ohio and do that. So, you know, that's exciting in itself. Their offense, I mean, they're scoring in the 40s kind of at will. Their quarterback has already thrown as a high school player for over 5,000 yards. I mean, that's
wow.
You don't see that every day. He's a tremendous athlete, good runner as well. You know, so we're going to have to just get hats to the ball. You know, if you tell me at the end of this we have another shutout, I will be floored. I don't think it's going to be that kind of game. But, you know, at the same time, you love the fact that your defense is playing well, and we have to get after the quarterback. And, you know, if they do make a play, just play the next play. So high-scoring offense, you know, defensively, some people have had some success moving the ball on them. And, you know, we have to be able to, again, like you just said, be balanced and make them defend the whole field. And then, you know, hopefully as you know, the game goes on, our defense can make a play or two and give us a couple extra possessions. That could be the difference.
And if you're a Beaver Local fan, you've heard it here first. I mean, there's going to be a lot of trickery, tackles, guards, kickers. You know, these
right.
Guys are.
Yeah, they're going to be drawing up their defense.
Yeah,
that's right.
Bit,
yeah. Everybody's going to touch the ball. You got to defend us all for sure.
Yeah. Eligible everything on every play. So it's going to be well, this is usually the time we transfer over and we feature our player of the week or our Red Dragon of the week. Who is player of the week, Coach? Because I'm going to say I saw very little of this particular game, so I'd be robbing somebody of their true honors of being the player of the game against Lakeview.
Well, it's you know, you can't really go against what Antoine did this week, I don't think, you know.
Man.
Especially in the timing of some of the things that he did for us there, you know. And you come out that first play of the second half and go 71 yards for a touchdown and follow that right up with a touchdown pass. But if you really could make the case that maybe the two guys should split it, and the other one being Nathan Coots. Nathan again had a he had a strip sack. I think that Lakeview recovered it, but caused a fumble there. Had a big pass play down the end, just making plays all over the place. Yeah. You know, he's one of them where like he's kind of like a great golfer that maybe he's not winning every tournament, but top of the money list because he's finishing in the top five every week. I mean, Nate's just made play after play all week, all year for us. So if you felt like you'd already given Antoine too many, then maybe this would be a great week to throw Nathan a bone. Yeah. But I don't think either one of those guys care about that. It's the fact that Miles is 4-1, and they're both obviously huge contributors to that. So.
Yeah. Nathan is that kid. He's like a utility knife. You know, he's not the biggest blade in the thing, but you know, he shows up in all facets. You know, he makes that tackle. He's in on coverage. He can catch a pass. He can run the. And again, it's hard not. I always notice 10. Put it that way. I always notice number 10. I'm reluctant to say. So let's move on to our featured Red Dragon of the week. Who are we going to talk to this week, Coach?
Yeah, so we're going to break the trend, get out of the senior mode here, and actually let sophomore Stephen Thomas come in and talk to you. Stephen's obviously off to a great start to sophomore year. I'm sure that he's leading us in tackles. And then I think you just mentioned he had a nice night running the football for us. He's been a great complement to what Antoine's doing, and you know, one of those guys that you just kind of can't keep him off the field. And you know, what really strikes me with him was, you know, he played for us even as a freshman last year, but he was about 130 pounds, and you're like, hey Steven, you need to go in and gain, you know, 35 pounds. And he's like, all right, wow. Coach. And usually when a kid says that, you hope he puts on 15. Well, sure enough, you know, a year later, here's Steven sitting around 165 pounds for us. So I guess maybe I should have told him to put on 50 pounds. I don't know. But, you know, he's one of them kids that we kick him out of the weight room every time we leave here. Always working hard. And, you know, again, you see him on special teams, you see him on defense, and obviously you can see what he can do on offense. He's just been a real bright spot for us. And you usually don't get that type of production out of a sophomore. So, you know, thought it'd be nice to feature, you know, not that we don't want to get back to the seniors in a week or two, but I thought this was a good week to feature Steven.
No, that's excellent. And Coach Sarah, that's why I love doing this show, because, you know, everybody watches the games, and, you know, the people who know him best know probably what you just said, but for everybody else just sitting in the stands, they just see Steven Thomas doing his thing, and they didn't know he was 130 pounds as a freshman and worked his tail off to gain 35 pounds and reached the weight that you – I mean, I love those nuggets. That's what makes me love doing the podcast, because you just find out a little bit that you might not know, and that to me, that's – you know, we all see the game. We can all take what we want from what we watch, and, you know, I have my opinion, you have your opinion. I like 7, you like 8, blah, blah, blah. But that type of insight, that's really what I love doing this for, to let everybody know a little bit more about these young men.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And again, thank you, Bo. I'm going to go get him. But before I go, I got to get – we don't talk about injuries on the show too much. I know you know, we try to keep that stuff because it's personal. But there was a big injury this week. And, you know, we're on a streak. You're on a streak. Everyone wants to know, Bo, quickly, what happened? How are you feeling? Is the streak going to continue? Do I need to come down and, like, you know, rehab you? What's the story?
Well, you can definitely rehab. You know, Saturday, you know, my knee was feeling weird, and I was up on the towpath on Cuyahoga, and it snapped or popped. I don't know. It did something bad. Let's put it that way. I had about 3 miles left of about an 8 mile run, and kind of coerced it to, you know, work, I guess, the best I could. It wasn't, but I finished. So, and then Sunday was rough. Sunday was a rough day. Just trying to get it to work. I wasn't even sure if it was going to work. I ain't going to lie. But I got it going. And as we sit here Thursday, and the streak's intact, been doing a slow 3 miles every day. And I joke with my wife, because yesterday we went out to 305 on the bike path out there, and because it's just kind of flat, and she kind of paced me. And Norman, I don't want to, you know, there's a lot of faster runners out there than me, but like her pace compared to my pacer, you know, kind of like us trying to race Joe Smith or Antoine Gardner. We're not going to be very good at that. So that's kind of where I'm at with my wife, and it took all of me to keep up with her. So I'm about 4.5 minutes probably off my normal pace, but nonetheless, I'm getting it done, and I appreciate you asking. And everybody on Facebook, all the friends, text messages, thanks for caring about me. I love you guys. I'm just being cautious with it. I'm trying to be as smart as I can. I ain't going to lie, Jim. This morning, the air was nice and cool. That air speaks to my soul. I just want to go. But I was smart, and I did my 3 miles, and then it's iced and wrapped. So I'm doing the best I can to be an adult.
Well, you know, Father Time is something, Bo, but I'll tell you, like, I'm not just saying this. We talked about your streak in our locker room. We talk about toughness and that, and the fact that you're able to keep this going. I know what that pop is all about. I actually had something happen to me this spring. I was down weirdly training with the Marines on a educator tour, and I tore my patella tendon, and I felt the pop. So I can't imagine. I didn't walk another 3 steps after that day, so I can't imagine what you're doing. But we're all thinking of you. You know, there's down here. You can get some rehab if you need to. And but just be smart. Don't hurry it back, because we got to keep that streak going. That's important to everybody.
And I've been running in the helmet that you gave me, so that's keeping me focused, Coach. Best
there you go. You're
ever.
Not going to go out to concussion.
Ever.
Yeah, for sure.
Excellent.
All right, I'm going to go get Steven, and again, thank you, Bo, and heal up, buddy.
Yep, and good luck this week against Beaver Local. Get that 5th win, my friend. Once again, you're listening to the Niles McKinley Red Dragons Football Podcast. You can find these free and available at iTunes, Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast. You can find this particular podcast, all the other ones if you want to go back and listen. If you missed any of the players, anything what Coach Perry had to talk about or discuss about the previous games and the previous season since he stepped in as head coach of the Niles McKinley Red Dragons. And we're going to talk with sophomore Stephen Thomas, and he is our tackle guy. 8 tackles this past week, and I think a couple weeks ago he had, 15 or 16, some ungodly amount of tackles. And I remember bringing him up, and he also coincided with him having a big rushing night. So he kind of had the big rushing night, and he had the tackles. And I actually think we named him the player of the game that particular week. I forget which week it was, but nonetheless, it was that particular week. So we'll talk to a little bit.
All right, hey, Bo, we got Stephen here.
All right.
I just pulled him out. He was doing a little bit of he's actually working out a little ankle injury of his own. So you and he can commiserate on your lower limb injuries. But Stephen's here, and I'll leave you two at it. And, again, thanks again, Bo.
Yes, sir. Good luck, Coach. Stephen, welcome to the program, my friend. Excited to get you on. You're our first non-senior, so that's you got to take a little pride in that. The coach wanted to get you some love because you've been playing so well.
Oh, yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate you. And, you know, you're hard not to notice because you're out there. I mean, you know, you handle the rock pretty well when you're running it, and you're flashing big play talent. And then on the defensive side, you would know this. You might be leading the Red Dragons in tackles. I assume you are, because it seems like you're always around the football. And when I look at those stat sheets at the end of the week, it sees I always see S. Thomas with some big, big numbers. I think this past week, 8 tackles, a tackle for loss. Where do you get that hunger, Stephen, to just kind of hump the ball carrier down and make sure that he's yours and you wrap him up?
I don't know. Honestly, it's like I always want to make sure they nowhere, no hope, no dreams, no nothing. I just want to tear it down. Like any coffee.
I love them. Have you always had that mindset? I assume you've been playing football since Pee Wee, Pop Warner, and whatnot. Have you always had that defensive mindset to kind of be ferocious on that other side of the football?
Oh, yes, sir. I always loved hitting. Hitting was my favorite thing. That and touchdowns, of course. But
I tell you what, that's if you want to if you're going for a football job interview, I mean any coach is going to say, well, we want this kid on our team. I love the hit and score touchdowns. I mean, you do those two things, you're going to be successful. And you're part of the reason the Red Dragons are having that success, even. 4-1, 2-0 in the Northeast State, and you guys are headed to Beaver Local. Can you just kind of take us through the mindset of where this team is and how you guys aren't going to let up and you're going to keep this momentum and just play as hard as you can?
Oh, yeah. we're all super hyped, super happy what's going on right now, and we're always trying to keep it going. We're trying to reach a perfection almost. Like Coach always says, strive for greatness. Don't just deal with good. Always strive for greatness. And every practice, we try to make sure it's great. Great all from Monday to Thursday, and then we get payday on Fridays, but Coach always tells us.
I like that. Yeah, you're way mature, more mature than what a typical sophomore, what I'd expect to come. You sound like a seasoned veteran, like I imagine in 2 years I'm going to be talking to Stephen Thomas, team captain. I'm going to call that out now. I could be wrong, but it just seems like the mindset of what you bring to this Red Dragons football team, that's where we're headed. And I cannot continue to talk with you without bringing up, Coach said, 130-pound freshman. He said, why don't you come back at 165 or gain 30, 35 pounds? And lo and behold, what do? You come back at 165 and able to play like you are. How much time did you spend in the weight room, and how, did you change your eating habits or anything else, or were you just pumping iron this whole time?
It was grinding every day. I'd eat like every period, every time, just snack, snack, snack. And then I work out twice a day, making sure I was gaining as much muscle as possible.
Yeah. I got to ask, when did you start looking in the mirror going, dang, I'm looking pretty good?
Honestly, Still feel a little low on that. Always think there's room to improve. Always trying to make it faster, stronger. Always.
I love it. What's your jersey number? And I apologize for not knowing it.
Oh, it's 21. Last game had a shortage on jerseys, so.
So you had to wear a different jersey number?
Yeah, I had to wear 11 last game against Lakeview.
Well, there you go. Well, you're doing your best Micah Parsons impersonation. There's nothing wrong with that, right?
Is there?
And we talked about the defense. I mean, you're kind of like the protege, Antoine Gardner. How much has he kind of helped you establish yourself? You've had some big games, 59 yards this past week. I know I named you the player of the week a few weeks ago because you had a great ground game and you led the team in tackles. What's it like when you have when you're not tackling and you're avoiding the tacklers and making big plays with the ball in your hand?
I love it. I love every second of it. Running back, I've always loved since Pee Wee, and Antoine's always been helping me out. Every chance he gets, he points out. He says during practicing, he'll always be like, "You could have cut up there. You could have hit that hole." Or run it outside if you can. Just do what you can. And he tells me, I'm a little bit on the quicker, smaller side, so he tells me if you have to, just run through. Just go head first, just go through. Always a big.
And that's excellent. I love, again, that's one of the reasons I love having the show, just hearing what you guys discuss amongst the players, that we get to kind of hear and listen into those private conversations and what you guys do to materialize these victories that you've had. 4-1, Red Dragons, off the Beaver Local. Stephen, we appreciate your time. We're almost out of time, but we always like to have some fun. We call it three and out. A few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, I haven't got anybody to sing yet, but maybe you could be the first, or you might not be. But Taylor Swift, are you a Swiftie? And if you aren't, what's the Taylor Swift song that's your go-to?
I am. My girlfriend's a big Taylor Swift fan, but I'm against her always on it, always. But she always plays this song. She always plays this song. It's called "Hey Steven." And there's no way I'm saying that. No way.
That's great. I love it. That's a good one. How about this one? On the academic side, when you step into that high school, who's your favorite teacher?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'm a big science math guy. Yeah, last year I had a teacher, Mr. Price. It was amazing. Always had donuts first period. Made bulking so much easier. That's super easy.
I love it. And then the final one, Stephen, before we let you go tonight, your teammates. We've been kind of having a debate. I think McCoy and Joe Smith are two of the fastest players. Do you think those are the two fastest players, or anybody else to include? And with that said, who is the fastest Niles McKinley Red Dragon?
We haven't seen them race, but that's close. That's close. I'd love to see that. I want to say Joe. I'm going to have to give it to Joe. I might give it to Joe on that one. Just because Josh, these last couple of games, he had these huge chances, and he let them slip. So, and Chris is, he's up there too, but I don't know if he beats Joe.
I love it. Stephen, listen, man, I'm sure I'm going to have you on again, because you're doing so many positive things for this team. Hey, continued success. And as we always like to say, good luck to you guys. Safe travels to Beaver Local. Bring back that victory to the Niles, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Stephen Thomas, the Niles McKinley Red Dragon, defensive or running back and linebacker, if you wish. And like I said, very productive young man. Sophomore, talking like that, bringing all that intensity and knowledge. It's definitely a kid that you got to root for. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the Niles McKinley Red Dragons Football Podcast.
This has been a C2P exclusive.